Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. The Patterson family gets together for dinner and a fight breaks out between brothers Devin and Zevin. Older brother Devin pulls a gun and shoots his little brother dead and then runs.
Nancy, it's not yet been determined what the two brothers were arguing about, but other family members were present during the shooting and identified Devin as his brother's killer to Birmingham police. 27-year-old Zevin Patterson, a father of one, died at the scene.
Devin Patterson, 31, turns himself in to Alabama cops over a week after the shooting. He's now booked on murder. Ronaldo Johnson's girlfriend leaves her four-month-old baby with him while she goes to work. When she returns, Johnson says the baby, quote, fell off the couch. They take the baby to the hospital. Doctors say the injuries, including a fractured skull, are not consistent with Jackson's story.
The baby had severe bruising and even a skull fracture, Nancy. Doctors call North Carolina police, suspecting the injuries are a product of child abuse and not an accident. Cops make contact with Johnson, and he gives them a fake name. When they discover Johnson's real identity, it's revealed he has four outstanding warrants against him.
North Carolina cops arrest Johnson, 35, for suspected child abuse resulting in serious bodily injury. South Carolina cops try to stop Matthew Connor from crossing three lanes of traffic to make a U-turn. But Connor takes off, leading cops on a high-speed chase through two counties before, of course, he crashes.
Connor drove a motorcycle reaching speeds of 120 miles per hour and weaving in and out of traffic to try to evade police. After his crash and then arrest, Connor tells cops he ran because his license was suspended and he was carrying a bag of meth.
A quick search of Connor's belongings reveals a bag of meth he mentioned to cops. Connor, 30, now charged with failure to stop for blue lights and possession of drugs with intent to distribute. More crime and justice news after this.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress. Don't let a bad mattress stand between you and a good night's sleep. Lisa Mattress can help. From memory foam mattresses that hug in all the right places to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer incredible comfort and support at every price point. Collectively, their mattresses have over 20,000 five-star reviews. Delivery is free, returns are easy, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your own home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/Nancy for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/Nancy. Thanks, Lisa Mattress, for being our partner.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 7-year-old Texas girl has been found dead 2 days after being reported missing. And now a FedEx delivery driver has been arrested in her death. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The body of Athena Strand was found on Friday. 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner has been arrested on kidnapping and murder charges after confessing to killing the girl and telling authorities where they could find her body. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken says that a tip led authorities to Horner, who the sheriff said had made a delivery to the girl's home shortly before she disappeared. Authorities believe this was a crime of opportunity, as Horner had no connection to the Strand family, and Athena was playing alone at the time of the package drop-off.
Horner is being held on $1.5 million bond. A man has been charged in the fatal shootings of a man and woman whose bodies were found in a vehicle with two uninjured toddlers in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Eric Coley was arrested on Friday. He's charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. The 42-year-old is being held without bond in the Nash County Detention Center. The bodies of 24-year-old Destiny Wiggins and 28-year-old Devon Brown were found with apparent gunshot wounds around 6 a.m. Thursday morning. A young Indiana woman has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the death of her 3-year-old daughter who ingested fentanyl. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
21-year-old McKaylee Opperman of Evansville, Indiana, made a deal with prosecutors in October and pleaded guilty to neglect of a dependent resulting in death and conspiracy to distribute a drug. In exchange for Opperman's plea, prosecutors dropped several charges against the 21-year-old, including murder. Opperman's daughter, Kamari, died in 2021 after swallowing fentanyl pills found inside a nightstand. 2 other children survived overdoses after receiving treatment.
Authorities at the time said more than 5,000 fentanyl pills were found inside the home. 2 power substations in North Carolina have been struck by gunfire in what is being investigated as a criminal act, causing damage that could take days to repair and leaving tens of thousands without electricity. In response to ongoing outages, which began just after 7 p.m. Saturday across Moore County, officials announced a state of emergency that included a curfew from 9 p.m. Sunday to 5 a.m. Monday. Also, county schools were closed on Monday. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields says that authorities have not yet determined a motivation.
The caterer at a Florida wedding now facing a lawsuit after lacing food with marijuana. The bride, Dania Glennie, apparently wanted to, quote, prank her guests by getting them high and asked caterer Jocelyn Bryant to add pot to a lasagna and garlic bread. One guest has permanent injuries from marijuana poisoning and is now suing Bryant on top of criminal charges already facing 31-year-old Bryant. What about the bride? This was her idea. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress, a collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The natural hybrid is made from natural latex, natural wool, and environmentally safe foams. The natural hybrid elevates your sleep and supports. Go to Lisa.com/Nancy to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Nancy.